No matter where.
No matter where he is. And, say a long time ago, if you bought flour or something, what would that usually come in?
Barrels. Barrels and half barrels.
Hmm. Did they have any special name for half barrels?
No,
is that just an amount?
They just call them half barrels and barrels. They just hold the same amount, all of them.
What did they call them?
They were made with staves, you know.
What did they call those steel things that really held the stave in place?
Hoops, barrel hoops.
What about you? We're talking about barrels, the little ones that maybe nails would come in?
Kegs. Nail kegs, they call
them. Did you ever hear anybody have a special name for the man who made the barrels or anything like that?
Yeah, they called him, they used to make them at these turpentine stills. Coopers, I think they call them. Coopers.
Did they have many, you mentioned turpentine stills, did they have many of those in these
parts? Yeah, all over. Yeah, in the early days where there was a lot of timber, they had them all over.
Was it most of the timber around pine?
Yeah, pine timber.
We're talking about things like barrels that people would use. Say you wanted to put some oil or something in your crankcase cage, what might you use to? So you wouldn't spill the oil, you might pour it through.
Pour it in the engine or something.
And then the thing that you might use something oil shaped kind of like that, you know, so you wouldn't spill it on yourself.
Oh, funnel.
You talked earlier, you mentioned croaker sack. Do you ever hear anybody call that anything besides croaker sack?
No. No, we didn't get to the poke business from up in Oklahoma. Call them pokes, I think. But no, we always call them croaker sacks.
You ever hear them call those gunny sacks, anything?
Well, I've heard them called gunny sacks, yeah.
And what about if you went to the grocery store and bought some fruit or something like that, what would you call the little thing that the grocer would put them in, he'd put them in for you to take home?
Oh, they just call them grocery bags.
Now you mentioned bag. Bag and sack mean about the same thing.
Yeah.
Which one would you normally use more, bag?
Yeah, I believe bags. You use bags more.
We were talking about when you're coming up. Do you ever have any name for the amount of wood that you could carry, maybe like that, at one time?
No, it might have, but I don't remember that. I don't remember what it was.
Ever hear any of them talk about an arm load of wood, a
turn
of wood?
Yeah, arm load. Yeah, an arm load of wood.
And talking about those implements and everything, say a woman's going to take the wash and hang it on the line, she'd carry that out in
the clothes basket.
When you were coming up, what would they usually make those out of?
We bought them. I think they were made out of reeds or something or other. We bought all of them.
You let your light burn out, you had to put in a new water. Say your lamp burned out, you had to put say you had a bottle, with some liquid. You'd used half of it, you wanted to save the rest of it. What might you put in? Top of it.
Cork.
When you were coming out, did you ever see little children? Maybe they had a little musical instrument. Adults too, they played a long and back and forth like this.
Yeah, harmonica. Yeah.
Did you ever hear them call those anything like a harp?
They call them mostly harmonicas.
Did you see the one at these?
Yeah, Jews
have. Did you ever try playing one of those?
Yeah.
I guess you could lose a couple of teeth.
Yeah, as kids we used to mess with them, but I never could play one of them, did you?
Talking about kids and the things they do. When you were a kid, did you ever take a plank or something?